boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go air racing, boys. Learning the art of splashdown all over again. And the Falcon 2000S flies into Brazil. This is Aero News for Thursday, February 20th, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. A new series of International Formula One class air racing competitions has been announced by London and Spain-based international air race organizers Air Race F1, with the first event planned for Barcelona in Spain on June the 1st. The organizers say the race will showcase the skills of the world's premier Formula One air racing pilots and their high-performance planes. This inaugural race will be the platform to launch a full annual World Series of Air Race F1 events in 2015. Air Race F1 says it is the only international pylon air race series where 8 airplanes compete directly against each other at speeds of over 250 miles per hour on an end-to-end circuit of just 1.2 miles, with the first aircraft crossing the finish line winning. The organizers say they've worked hard to ensure the race is both safe and successful for all involved. Formula One planes are the only airplane class purpose-built specifically for air racing. About 100 miles off the coast of San Diego in the Pacific Ocean, a U.S. Navy ship's well deck filled with water as underway recovery operations began on February 18th on a test version of NASA's Orion crew module to prepare for its first mission, Exploration Flight Test 1, in September. During the recovery test, controllers at Johnson Space Center in Houston simulated the launch and splashdown of the Orion capsule. An F-18 jet flew from 13,000 feet into a dive to simulate Orion's descent through the atmosphere and splashdown, as Johnson confirmed tracking and cleared the airspace. Helicopters were stationed in the air to observe the quote-unquote Orion capsule during descent, as they would be during an actual retrieval mission. It's been since the Apollo era that NASA has orchestrated splashdown recoveries. The first Falcon 2000S has been delivered in Brazil following certification by ANAC, that's Brazil's Aviation Regulatory Authority, late last year. Launched in May 2011 and certified by EASA and the FAA in early 2013, the 2000S brings a large cabin aircraft to the super mid-sized business jet market. 15 units have been handed over to date. The event boosted the active Falcon fleet to 2,000 aircraft flown by 1,191 operators in 88 countries, testimony to the immense popularity of the Falcon jetline around the globe. Among these are more than 500 Falcon 2000s, including the 2000S. The U.S. Navy recently tested, for the first time on a Boeing FA-18 Super Hornet aircraft, the infrared search and track, or IRST sensor, that will find hard-to-detect targets over long distances. Boeing and Lockheed Martin are developing and integrating IRST, an essential upgrade to the combat capability of the Navy's Super Hornets. The IRST system is being developed under a $135 million contract awarded in 2011 and is currently planned to be deployed by 2017. The technology was initially tested last year on a Boeing King Air test aircraft, which helped reduce cost by advancing the technology before installation on Super Hornets. A fully restored P-51C has been moved into its new permanent home, a hangar at the CAF Red Tail Squadron's headquarters in South St. Paul, Minnesota. Restoration of the airplane, aptly named Tuskegee Airmen, was the dream of Don Hines, a retired Navy commander who had been particularly interested in the P-51C Razorback Z, the signature aircraft of the storied Tuskegee Airmen. That according to a story posted on the official blog of the Red Tail Squadron. Hines was fatally injured in 2004 when the airplane he had so meticulously restored suffered an engine malfunction at an air show and impacted terrain. Now, Tuskegee Airmen is again completely restored to flying condition, and it will be kept in the Hines family hangar. Hines founded the Red Tail Project. When Aero News continues, Gamma reports the state of the industry, testing UAV use in the courts, and the swimsuit issue almost out of this world.
Renbird Flight Simulations is dedicated to revolutionizing flight training by designing, manufacturing, and delivering affordable and innovative flight training technologies. Each Renbird device is designed to enhance the training experience for pilots of all levels, from student to ATP. Redbird is quickly becoming the industry standard for flight training. Since Redbird introduced its revolutionary FMX in 2007, colleges, universities, and flight training operations around the world have integrated Redbird products into their curriculum. It's time to discover what Redbird can do for you. Join the migration.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States. But you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders. Aero News continues now for Thursday, February 20th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The General Aviation Manufacturers Association, GAMA, has released the worldwide 2013 year-end aircraft billing and shipment numbers at its annual State of the Industry event at the Museum in Washington, D.C., and the news was once again positive for an industry that appears to be in recovery. Sales and deliveries were up across the board. GAMA Chairman Steve Taylor, president of Boeing Business Jets, reported that for the year, total worldwide general aviation airplane shipments rose 4.3% in 2013. Billings for general aviation airplanes worldwide also increased to $23.4 billion, up 24% from 2012. In fact, the billings in 2013 were the second largest number recorded after 2008, when those billings totaled $24.8 billion. GAMA says the positive numbers fuel cautious optimism going forward into 2014. A journalist who was questioned by Hartford, Connecticut police over his use of a UAV to take photographs of an automobile accident has sued the police department, claiming his right to free expression was violated. Journalist Pedro Rivera claims that he did not violate any laws when he flew the unmanned aircraft over the accident scene. Rivera told the police he was on his own time, not acting in his role as an on-call journalist with television station WFSB. However, he admitted that he sent video captured using the aircraft to the station. Rivera is asking a federal court to weigh in on the appropriate uses for aerial drones as policymakers try to catch up with the technology that has made them far more versatile. FAA regulations currently prohibit the use of UAVs for commercial purposes. Kate Upton and Sports Illustrated have taken swimsuit modeling where it's never gone before. Flying with Zero Gravity Corporation, Upton flipped, floated, and modeled in true weightlessness, as if in outer space, for Sports Illustrated's 50th anniversary swimsuit issue. SI's landmark swimsuit production hit the newsstands this week, complete with Upton floating in zero gravity. For Upton, who appeared on SI's swimsuit covers in 2012 and 13, her weightless shoot was a way to bring modeling to new heights. The shoot took place on March 18, 2013, and Upton's weightless experience was not simulated. Zero-G is the first and only FAA-approved provider of commercial, weightless airline flights for the public. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You are now cleared for departure.